In what scientists are calling a major breakthrough, using Confederate General Robert E. Lee's DNA in a magic eight ball, ESPN has actually brought the Civil War hero/villain back from the dead to broadcast the game. College football fan and AFA president Tim Wildman was at first skeptical about the claim, choosing to believe that another Robert Lee was reassigned because of a so-called coincidence surrounding his name. But AFN has uncovered historical evidence that the actual Robert E. Lee has been preparing for the game. As he was preparing for the battle, his thoughts turned to his lovely bride, Mary. Writing the night before the inevitable conflict, he said, "The William and Mary quarterback has three personal fouls this season. I cannot trust a man to control others who cannot control himself." Faced with this evidence, Wildman admitted it might be true.
This is ESPN doing this. I mean, they're a big, powerful sports organization. And if Robert E. Lee were to call the University of Virginia versus William & Mary game in early September, that would be a big story.
The only concern expressed by ESPN is the fear that General Lee, a Virginia native, might be too much of a hometown announcer for the nationally televised game, and the fact that football was still about 80 years away from being invented at the time of Lee's death. A further look into his preparations, though, is allaying some of those fears. Quarterback Ken Benkert dropped back and peered into the hazy Williams and Mary defense. The glory of a victory awaited a simple completed pass. But it was not to be on this play. The otherwise sure-handed receiver dropped the ball, and it was now 3rd and 10. The only real problem occurred when UVA students found out that the Confederate general was somewhere on campus preparing for the game. They broke into the room and toppled the man. I'm Steve Jordahl.